dock for like the
really important Katsu.
Oh, really? This one's a really important one? Oh. Okay. Who's going to start?
With the Rasmus and with Tasha, what went into the decision? Why is now the time to make this move?
I think for Hodge, you know, we've obviously, you know, had enough time really to evaluate where he's at. And, you know, in terms of, if you look at the whole, on the whole, obviously we know where he is as a defender. We've got a good look at him offensively, where I think for a long period of time to know, you know, there's signs of him over the last 2 weeks of moving in the right direction. And we feel confident that he's going to continue to do that in an environment where there's, you know, going to give him opportunity to have success and be back here. So we constantly over the last 2.5 months have, you know, really just had our eyes on him in terms of his at-bats and, you know, his trends. And at this point, I think we feel good and confident about giving him, you know, a look in AAA and building back our confidence. Yeah, you know, the line drive to right field in Kansas City on a slider down the way. Yesterday, moving a runner over, you know, in a key situation. I think, you know, the end zone contact rate's good. The outer zone is still there. But, I mean, all right-handed hitters are susceptible to swing and miss on sliders that are good sliders. So, you know, for us, I think, he's at a place where he understands who he needs to be as a player to have success, and what to do to get back there, which is, you know, consistent at bats, consistent line drives, and you know, from that standpoint, I think it's the right time to kind of get him. No, I think, you know, I mean, with Sky coming off, you know, and wanting to get a look at Sky now, give him the opportunity to go out and perform. So there's a combination of things, not just from a performance standpoint and training standpoint for Pops. It's also, you know, we've got a player in Sky Bolt that we want to get a look at. His rehab was great. He swung the bat really well. And he's earned an opportunity also to get a look. Well, I mean, a left-handed bat for sure. Also infield depth, you know, with Jed being out, the machine will fill that role. He'll play a little third base, he'll play second base. He's played short, I think, and first base as well. He swung the bat really well this year. So I think this is a performance earned kind of promotion for him, and we'll give him an opportunity to continue to earn, you know, his time here over the next few days. Yeah, so Jed had an MRI today, and we're waiting to hear the results. Again, you know, as I talked about yesterday, we're hoping progress that he made would help keep him on the roster, but unfortunately, talking to Jed yesterday, he's so confident with the progress and the strength. So, but we'll know more detail in terms of the MRI results once their doctor's read it. Yeah, we didn't feel there was a need. You know, Jed had made a lot of progress from the initial injury in Cleveland, and it just as he made the progress, and then as we put him back into the playing environment, he felt like he was regressing I mean, again, third base, second base, left-handed bat off the bench as well. So we'll utilize him, in his best situations, best matchups.
This is a pretty good chance for Bolt to get some playing time. Just kind of back up here.
Yeah, it's definitely an opportunity for Sky to get in the lineup. He's in there tonight. We saw or have seen flashes of really good play from Sky here. And this will be hopefully his opportunity to go out and earn that role, earn that spot.
What's the message to Potts about going down?
Well, Potts has been one of our most consistent, hardest working players on this roster to this point, and the message is to continue to be that, continue to go down and be the guy that you've been here with your work ethic, with the amount of time you've spent in the training or in the weight room, in preparation, continue to evolve your routines in terms of your work that you do with the batting side, your hitting mechanics. And just to go have success, go play with the freedom and that you will be able to continue going forward.
How did you take it?
He took it well. I don't think any player wants to obviously be sent down from the major leagues, but not everyone gets here and has immediate success. And I was also told, it's a difficult game. It's difficult to step right in and have success. It doesn't mean you're not going to come back and have success. Sometimes it takes longer for others to figure it out here. But I'm confident that he will.
Did you see the hit start with Wayne?
No, not at all. Potts never took his offense to his defense. In fact, if you look at his defensive metrics, they're probably best in the league. In terms of outs above average, I haven't looked lately, but I'm sure he's one of the league leaders out there in center fields.
We saw Noisy go down obviously earlier, and then be able to come back up after some success. Is that kind of something that kind of hope to see? Similar thing with Pache, just go down there and get some confidence.
Yeah, I think getting him back to feeling good about where he's at offensively and seeing that success, I think builds confidence and he'll get another opportunity.
I think with Jonah that it's not a real long stint to be out, you think?
Yeah,
it's hard to prognosticate.
It's still hard to determine it with Jonah. He's made a little bit of progress from yesterday, so out doing some glove work today. But to put a timeline on it really isn't fair. If there was a player that I had some history with, then I'd probably be able to give you a better timeline. But I just am starting that relationship with Jonah, and
that's unfair.
Yeah, I think we definitely want to get a look at him out there. He plays center. He plays all three, really. Putting him in center tonight, getting a look at him,